Hello, everyone. Today's devotional comes from Romans chapter 3. Again, that's Romans chapter 3. And I'll read that for us. Then what advantage has the Jew? Or what is the value of circumcision? Much in every way. To begin with, the Jews were entrusted with the oracles of God. What if some were unfaithful? Does their faithlessness nullify the faithfulness of God? By no means. Let God be true, though every one were a liar, as it is written, that you may be justified in your words and prevail when you are judged. But if our unrighteousness serves to show the righteousness of God, what shall we say? That God is unrighteous to inflict wrath on us? I speak in a human way. By no means. For then, how could God judge the world? But if through my lie God's truth abounds to his glory, why am I still being condemned as a sinner? And why not do evil that good may come, as some people slanderously charge us with saying? Their condemnation is just. What then? Are we Jews any better off? No, not at all. For we have already charged that all, both Jews and Greeks, are under sin. As it is written, none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. Their throat is an open grave. They use their tongues to deceive. The venom of asps is under their lips. Their mouth is full of curses and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. In their paths are ruin and misery. In the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now, the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he may be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. Or is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles also? Yes, of Gentiles also, since God is one, who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. Do we then overthrow the law by this faith? By no means. On the contrary, we uphold the law. Amen. So far in the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul kind of lays out for us what the gospel is. In the previous two chapters, we read a lot about the godlessness of man and how God is right to judge the unrighteous. Regardless of whether Jew or Gentile, everyone is unrighteous. And the Apostle Paul solidifies that truth here in chapter 3, where it says, none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands. No one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. This is an important clarification that Paul makes because the Roman church at the time consisted of both Jews and Gentiles, and most likely this was a point of contention. Christians of Jewish background might have thought these Gentiles who don't eat kosher or are uncircumcised are less righteous than us. And Gentile Christians might have thought, who are these Jewish people to judge me with this holier-than-thou mentality? But the Apostle Paul clarifies that no one is righteous. But of course, Paul doesn't leave it at that no one is righteous. But he uses this as a framework for a new righteousness that was accomplished through Jesus. This is the righteousness through faith. Let me just reread a few verses for us. I'm starting in verse 21. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. What a beautiful truth. Righteousness is obtained not by what we do, say, or think, but it is obtained purely by faith in the one who is actually righteous, who is Jesus. There's no distinction between Jew or non-Jew anymore, because everyone is unrighteous. But righteousness through faith in Christ is a free gift for everyone. And because we now wear the righteousness of Christ, God is just to forgive us. This is the gospel. And if you've read the Bible and listened to your fair share of sermons, I'm sure this is nothing new. Most of us know the gospel, which in itself is such a thing to celebrate, that we are able to know the gospel of Jesus. So what I want to encourage us to do today is to press even further into this passage. Let's ask God for an even greater and even deeper passion and gratitude for this mind-boggling gift of grace that God offers us through faith in Jesus. And since we know the gospel, we now also have a responsibility, and that is to make the gospel known. Something that God has been showing me the past few days as I kind of walked through the streets of Boston, I began listening to some of the passing conversations of people walking by on the sidewalk. And I actually got really discouraged, because I began to notice more and more how devoid of love, how devoid of God all of these conversations were. I began to feel the coldness of the world. To be in a place that is absent of God is such a hopeless and terrifying thing. And my heart broke. But then I felt God calling me back to this gospel of truth. Paul lays it out perfectly in this passage. We who were once so godless and unrighteous now have this lifetime opportunity to receive the righteousness of Christ through faith, no matter who we are or what we've done. We who were once so hopeless and cold now receive the eternal hope and warmth of the gospel. How crazy is that? So let's ask God today for a heart that just wants to explode with the good news of Jesus in every circle of our lives. This gospel is exactly what the world needs. So let's give it to them. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus. You loved us so much that you offered life to us completely free of charge, while you paid the greatest price. It is not what we do that earns our keep, but it is faith in Christ. So we ask that you continue to remind us of how amazing, how perfect, how countercultural, and how necessary this gift of grace is. May we grow deeper and deeper in our gratitude for you. And may this gratitude move us to share this gospel to everyone that we know. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.